familiar faces, some new faces. How y'all doing?
Good.
Welcome back.
How are you?
What do your tweets mean?
Which ones? You gotta, you know, be specific now. I was about to say I had the dentist. Should have saw my lips. It was just terrible. All
right. I had a dentist the same day. Felt the same thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, some bad stuff
just
going on.
How different are things for you right now than maybe they were even as recently as a year ago at this time?
Just approaching things different. You know, I've been around for a while, so nothing's really new to me, but I'm just approaching it the same way as I was when I come in as a rookie, as far as like work ethic and wanting to get things done at a high level.
Stefan, how did you guys kind of reevaluate after the season was over and look at just, you know, what didn't click down the stretch that didn't allow you guys to finish the strong start that you had?
Well, first you had to, you know, evaluate yourself, look at the man in the mirror, saw the things that you did well, things that you didn't do as well, and just to help as a team. You know, everybody has their job and everybody did their job to the best of their ability, but we came up short a lot of cases where we shouldn't have. But with the off season and the preparation going into this next one, I think it'll be a lot better.
Do those feelings linger into this, or do you turn the page immediately and kind
of? Well, everybody's different. You know, of course you want to put it in the back of your mind because it's in the past, but it left a salty taste in my mouth. I don't want it to happen again, and I refuse to let it happen again from my point of view. But, you know, you kind of move past it. New things, new day. It's kind of positive energy.
A lot of longstanding veterans now are gone, and Adrian, of course, going to the Saints. Do you feel that now that it's in your personality to take over more of that leadership role when it comes to offense?
Yeah, just from my point of view, I understand where you're coming from, but I try to win the respect of my guys first, you know, my coaches as well, and that way you can lead to the best where you can. You know, you got to have your guys' respect first. They gotta believe in you. And from my point of view, I feel like I'm a leader. I'm one of the leaders of this team, and I got to continue to prove each and every day.
Does it change to not have those veterans around?
Not
they've been there forever, maybe?
Yeah, they have been here for a while, but, you know, just like he said, turning the page a little bit, you know, you wish those guys well and congratulate them on their new journeys, but we got a good thing going here.
You and Sam had to kind of figure out that chemistry on the fly last year, learn on the job. How much nicer is it to be able to have this extra time now?
Oh, it's great. You know, we did some good things, you know. You saw, like, a little sparks in here and there of what we could be in this off season and the preparation going into it. Things should manifest into something nice.
What's the word then going for? Hungry? Manifest?
I mean, for me, you know, just approaching each day, it's a new day. And I come to work, bring my hard hat like everybody else.
When you got drafted, I assume you celebrated with family, but then what? I mean, because you're in the later rounds, then how did your, what approach did you take? What was your mentality right after you got picked?
When I got the phone call, I was working out, like, a little bit prior to it, so, I mean, I was thankful for the call, thankful for the opportunity, that's why I'm here now. But my approach is how it is now. I came to work, and after I got called, I had a whole lot to prove, and I still have a whole lot to prove.
Were you working out just to not sit there and watch names get called?
No, I was working out because I need to work out. I just feel like you're going to get called or you're not going to get called, whether it's going to happen or it's not. If you do get a phone call, you want to be doing something productive.
When people say, you know, the Vikings don't have a first-round pick and all that, but you're living proof that you get good players later in the draft. I mean, you know, just talk about that. Still should be an opportunity for the Vikings to get some more good players.
Yeah, definitely. As far as, like, with the guys that we got, you know, every guy on our team is in the first round, but we got some great guys that were. I feel like, you know, the later round, it doesn't matter. The kid can play, he can play. So going into this year, you know, I'm not into all the draft stuff, but I know it's going to be some great things done. So I have confidence in everybody.
There's some great draft articles posted.
I'll try to.
when you came here for your first rookie camp and things like that, I guess, do you remember what your impression was, what your mentality was when you got here?
Yeah, I got the same chip on my shoulder I did then. I mean, but something to prove, not a lot of talk. It's the most conversation I have with you beautiful people, but more so just trying to get things done and, you know, be a professional.
How are you doing?
Say that one more time.
Health-wise, how you doing?
I'm great. You know, that was another key thing is finding what works for me in this off season, so I could play 16-plus weeks. I wasn't healthy for a good amount, and it's no fault but my own, and I take full responsibility for it. But moving forward, it's on my shoulders.
Did you change anything with your off season to ensure that?
Yeah, I changed a lot. As far as, like, finding what works, you know, with the season and how it went, I was doing a lot of rehab stuff and not prehab stuff. So now more preventional stuff rather than on the back end trying to get things together.
What are some of the stuff? What does that entail?
You know, I can show you in the locker room next time you're in there. I'll show you some stretches.
How are you a different person and player than the kid that was drafted here?
You know, you're coming from a different point of view. Coming in, you don't really know what's going on. You're kind of figuring it all out. And now I kind of got a good hang of things, and I feel like I'm a professional. I know how to approach each and every day. And back then, it was kind of like you're young. You know, you're trying to, you know, figure it all out. Now I kind of got it figured out. And now I'm just pushing. Right now, my job is to push myself, and with that, push my teammates.
Stephon, what do you see from Aquan Treadwell here in the second, entering the second year?
I feel like he's a professional. You know, he did a lot of stuff in the offseason. I talked to him a couple of times about just as far as the way he was doing, where he was at, and the kid was working each and every day. So I look forward to seeing him this upcoming camp and moving forward in general.
Is that any frustration at all out of him? Is he kind of too quiet? Does he let you know that he kind of wants more of a role?
He's a quiet guy. You know, he's a worker. He's a worker beast. So he's like kind of, we all kind of similar. So it's not too much conversation because, you know, talking doesn't get you this so far. Appreciate your time.
With that, then, thank you.
Thank you.
How are you doing?